Well, good afternoon to everybody. It's a pleasure to be here. I want to thank WIPO for the invitation to speak for you, and I'll try to be precise with my 10 minutes. The main purpose of my presentation is to talk about a phenomenon happening in Brazil. I'm a law professor in Rio de Janeiro, where I live, where I've lived my whole life, and it's a phenomenon concerning software, free software, proprietary software, and market, basically. First of all, I need you to imagine you were a 14-year-old boy or girl, and you live in the periphery of a big city in Brazil, and you want to update your Facebook, or you want to watch new Lady Gaga's video, or you just want to celebrate an anniversary, or you want a birthday party. Where could you do all these things? You probably think at home, or a club, or at school. But if you were from the periphery of a big city in Brazil, where live lower classes, poorer people, you were 14 or 15 years old, you were probably among the 64% of schoolboys or girls that have access to the internet in a public center. It's important to mention it's not a public center financed by the government. It's what I could call a private public center. It's public in the meaning that anybody could go there, but it's private because you have to pay to get access to the internet. These places are called LAN houses. LAN stands for Local Area Network. In Rocinha, the biggest favela in Latin America, one of the biggest in the world, there are more than 130 LAN houses. I'm quoting now Ronaldo Lemos, whom I work with and who is the director of the Center for Technology and Society where I work, and it's a very small paragraph. He says, LAN house owners usually have no complaints about their business, charging from 40 cents to $1.50 for each hour surfing the web or playing online games. Their shops are full of customers, and the demand is actually larger than the installed capacity. In Fortaleza, which is a very big city in the northeast of Brazil, there is a street where LAN houses stand side by side, each one belonging to a different owner. When questioned whether such door-to-door competition is not a problem, they say it's not. If the owner had more money, they would invest in more computers, since the demand seems to be unlimited. Here I finished quoting him. In these places, computers are not used only to get access to the internet, although this is to update social networks, for example. Although this is a very frequent use, many kids go to LAN houses to play video games. Many people use LAN houses as a way to communicate, to read daily news, to pay bills, to make professional works. They don't have an office, so they go to LAN houses to use the infrastructure, or to look for a job online. It's a place of citizenship, and it's not little considering a country like Brazil. And finally, many kids can celebrate their birthdays in LAN houses, just like they used to do in McDonald's, but McDonald's is too expensive for them. They're from the periphery, so they pay LAN houses. One other, and this is very relevant aspect. According to the Ministry of Culture of Brazil, in 2009, Brazil had 2,100 movie theaters in less than 10% of the cities. 1,200 theaters, 1,500 public libraries, and only 34% of the cities had bookshops. But there are over 100,000 LAN houses in virtually all municipalities of the country. It means this is the most important way to access culture in Brazil. Of course, here we have a link with everything that has been said, that the problem of access and accessing culture, music, books, movies, etc., but we're not talking about that this moment. What does it have to do with software? Well, the main problem with LAN houses is that they are almost all illegal. We don't have precise data about the real situation, but we believe around 90% of loan houses have some kind of legal problems. The first problem is that they don't have a license to operate. In some cities, in Rio de Janeiro is one of them, we have laws stating that you cannot have places where electronic games can be played in less than 1 kilometer away from schools because people think it would encourage students to miss classes. Although loan houses are places where kids can play video games, indeed, this use is less and less important when compared to all other possibilities offered by the loan houses. In some cases, even the electricity is not legal because it comes from illegal connections. It takes about 9 months to get a permission to operate, which is a very long time. For this reason, I think, for example, free software seems to be a feasible solution because, of course, many of the software programs are not legal. So free software could be a feasible solution to solve at least the problem of illegal softwares. This is a very big market waiting to be discovered, in my opinion. Free software sometimes is criticized because it's not very friendly to operate with video games. I don't know much about that. I finished my video game career in Atari. It was ages ago, so I don't know. But as I mentioned before, playing video games is probably not the main reason for a person to go to a loan house. Anyhow, this is another possibility of market, either to free softwares or proprietary softwares. I have the impression, since the beginning of the day, I have the impression, I'm not saying it so, but I have the impression, that the markets of developing countries are being disregarded, or at least do not have the same treatment given to markets of the developed countries. In my opinion, this is a mistake by various means. First of all, because it's huge. Brazil has its, I read it yesterday, Brazil has 185 million people living there. It's huge. Because if we remember the long tail theory by Chris Anderson, we understand that the market goes to many different directions. And because of such market is disregarded, one has to face its consequences, probably piracy. LASIG has been mentioned 1,000 times since we started this meeting, and I will mention him again. There are also several ecosystems of loan houses because they're not dedicated to only one function. So you can have several ways of using softwares, either free software or proprietary software. And to finish, our government, the government now, the federal government in Brazil, has just elected his new president. The candidate of the president was elected. And there is a video with Dilma Rousseff when she was a candidate, not the elected president, saying that she encourages loan houses to become small legal companies, and she will do the best she can in order to do so, and I hope she can do that, because government should reconsider their policies so we can encourage the loan houses to become really legal companies. In a loan house, any boy or girl can watch videos, can play video games, they can have online courses, and it's a market also increasing. They can make friends and they can socialize because it's not only only virtual connections. They can have social present connections. I believe this is the better opportunity we have in a peripheral city of a developing country, poor country, to give these kids the opportunity to behave and share and have the same way to act and feel like any other boy or girl, either in New York, London, Paris, or Geneva. Thank you.